Deep in the Algerian Sahara sits In Aminas, a remote natural gas facility in almost total isolation.
In Aminas is completely isolated. When you're outside the base, you can look 360 degrees around and all you see is sand dunes everywhere.
Among the 800 workers, 130 are foreign nationals from the USA, Norway, Japan, France, and Britain. Nearly all men. They work 4 weeks on and 4 weeks off.
The only way I can describe it is if anyone's ever seen an open prison, that's what the camps are like.
In Aminas produces billions of dollars in natural gas each year for the Algerian government and its European partners. But to militants in North Africa, it's not an economic asset, but a symbol of Western imperialism. The plant is only 60 miles from Libya, a state in chaos. To the south, Mali, home to a violent and uncompromising Al-Qaeda uprising. The explosion of militant violence in the region has increased the need for protection outside the gas plant.
Anytime an expat leaves the base, he needs to have a military escort.
Although when foreign workers leave the site, they enter a militarized zone, inside the plant, the volatile natural gas makes firearms a hazard, so there are no armed guards.
I couldn't believe how inadequate that system was compared to other sites that I've worked in the world.
This decision to have no armed guards on site concerned many workers. Gary Barlow, a 49-year-old systems engineer, was very concerned about the unrest in the region. He sent an email to his sister in the UK.